Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 126, where we present Harry Braverman's 1974 book, Labor and Monopoly Capital, The Degradation of Work in the 20th Century, originally published by New York University Press and also available in the 25th anniversary edition by Monthly Review Press. Harry Braverman's book is an important work on labor relations and the systematic ways that work becomes de-skilled over time. He identifies the root cause as monopoly capitalism, which was identified in Barron and Sweezy, 1967, as the breakdown of competitive capitalism into conditions whereby ever larger corporations monopolize economic activity. This leads to downward pressures on costs and therefore wages, intense mechanization of work, and intense pursuit of an economic surplus. Through hundreds of examples, Braverman shows that this move to monopoly capitalism has been underway in the U.S. for a long time, and the book was a clarion call for change. Now, Braverman not only took aim at the economic system, he was also highly critical of many of the seminal authors and schools of thought that he felt enabled this degradation of work. As one might expect, his first target was scientific management under Frederick Taylor, which he blamed for starting the move toward de-skilling. Braverman was also critical of the Human Relations School, the Hawthorne Studies, Joan Woodward, and other scholars and consultants for pursuing their work solely from the perspective of management and the pursuit of efficiency. From Braverman's perspective, their alternatives to scientific management failed to account for their own dehumanizing effects and therefore perpetuated their workers' plight rather than relieved it. Braverman also presented a multi-level argument that also took the perspective of the idealized capitalist, whose motivations were to increase the amount of capital and thereby increase the surplus. It would be incorrect to describe this perspective as merely cut costs and increase production, as Braverman showed with plenty of evidence that the capitalist also separates labor into two forms, productive and unproductive, which corresponds roughly to labor directly applied to the production of the surplus, and all the services and support needed to enable that labor, which includes middle management. Thus, the capitalist wishes to minimize the need for bureaucracy, which diverts resources away and cuts into the surplus, and instead should try to redirect those resources directly on the line. Braverman wrote the book hoping that managers would come to understand the effects of their decisions on the state of work and the plight of the worker. The 1970s were a period of labor unrest and social upheaval, and Braverman was hoping to bring about needed change, which did not happen. Unfortunately, Braverman's book does not offer an alternative system, and given globalization and the advent of algorithmic management and other trends, the question remains as to what such an alternative might be. At a minimum, could it restore competitive capitalism as opposed to monopoly capitalism? Who knows? That's it for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.